Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 104 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for June 12th is reflect on someone you consider a hero because they stumbled in life, but they were able to rise again and use their experience to become a better person. How can you take the lessons you learned from this particular person and their situation to rise from your own discouraging time? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of overcoming obstacles. The story of Homer Hickam, chronicled in the movie October Sky, is full of obstacles the young boy must overcome to achieve his dream of learning how to launch rockets. Homer is a boy living in Colwood, West Virginia in 1957 when he sees the Russian satellite Sputnik shooting across the sky. This event plants the seed in Homer's mind of being someone who launches rockets and flies them into space. But there are plenty of obstacles standing between Homer and his dream. One obstacle is his family and the culture of the place he lives. Colwood is a mining town, and it supplies its residents with jobs to make a decent living to support a family. And this is the vision Homer's dad has for him and his brother. Make it through high school and then assume their positions in the mine. When Homer first shows an interest in building rockets, his dad doesn't really bat an eye. But as Homer gets more and more serious about it, his father actively tries to stop him from pursuing his dream. He doesn't see why anyone would waste their time with something like that, especially Homer, who has a decent job waiting for him in the mine. Another obstacle Homer faces is the fact that the math and science knowledge and understanding required to build and launch rockets is pretty complicated and way over his head, as well as the other boys who he hangs out with and have an interest in rockets. It's even too advanced for the smartest kid they know in school. So what does Homer do? Well, he didn't have access to YouTube to look up how to build a rocket. But he did read everything he could get his hands on about rockets, and he experimented, and he learned from all his mistakes and his failures. This is a great example that if we have a passion or an interest in something, a lack of knowledge shouldn't stop us. Just because we don't know how to do something right now doesn't mean we can't learn. This sounds simple, but how many times do we let a lack of knowledge or skill stop us from participating in an activity we have a genuine interest in? Another obstacle Homer and his friends face is when they fail to find one of the rockets they launched, and they are blamed for a fire that starts nearby. Many times when our efforts begin to cause problems, we think all of our effort is not worth it, and maybe we should quit. But sometimes we have to be a little bit delusional, especially when we aren't getting the results we want, or we're being blamed for bad results even though it wasn't our fault. But Homer knew it wasn't their rocket that caused the fire, and so he focused on using the mathematical formulas he was learning to prove that it wasn't possible for his rocket to have started the fire. A major obstacle that gets thrown in Homer's path is when his father is injured at the mine. Someone needs to take his place at the mine in order to make money for the family to live off of, and Homer's older brother has earned a college football scholarship. So Homer makes a sacrifice and agrees to drop out of school to go work at the mine. Sometimes we have to embrace the obstacle that life throws at us and put our dreams on hold. But this doesn't mean we have to give up on our dream. Sometimes we simply go through seasons where it doesn't look like our dream is growing. But sometimes these situations simply give us a chance to build the character necessary when it is our time for our dreams to play out in our lives. Homer's dad eventually heals and returns to work. Homer is able to go back to school and he enters the local science competition, eventually ascending all the way to the national competition in which he wins the top science award in the country. and ultimately enjoyed a career as an engineer with NASA. So how about you? Who is someone you consider a hero because even though they may have stumbled at some point in their life, they were able to rise and become a better person as they overcame their obstacles? How can you take the lessons you learned from this person and their situation to help you overcome your own discouraging time? Homer Hickam is a hero, but he's also no different than you and me. He had a dream, and he took action to overcome the obstacles that stood in his way. Sometimes he had to take a step backward, and sometimes he got knocked completely down, but he kept going, and he didn't quit. And through it all, he became a better person. A person that didn't just gain new knowledge and skills, but one that healed the relationship with his father. And that's the best benefit of overcoming obstacles. Not just becoming a person who knows more and can do more, but one who is able to give away their gifts through their relationships. And that's exactly what we can do when we write our own story. We can increase our impact on our students and athletes when we overcome obstacles and give them a better version of ourselves every day.